The Bible says you are responsible to feed, bathe, clothe, exercise, comfort, encourage, and care for someone their whole life. Hi, this is Reason Why with Alec McClellan, and I'm John Gager. Alec, people may be saying, what? No way, I don't have the time for all that.
John, the good news, that person you need to care for is yourself.
I could almost hear the sigh of relief. Whew.
Now, it's still a big responsibility, but we're able to pull it off because we care about ourselves. We even love ourselves, at least enough to provide the things we need. But here's the catch. We're looking at the book of James chapter 2, and James echoes the words of Jesus, loving ourselves is not enough. Jesus reiterated the Old Testament law, we're responsible to love our neighbor as we love ourselves.
Now, we may love ourselves just enough, but it's hard to transfer that love to someone else.
Well, Jesus set the standard even higher. We don't just need to love someone else, we need to love the unlovable. Now, Jesus showed us what this looks like, and there's no way on earth we can live up to this. But when there's no way on earth, we need to look to heaven for help and support. We can be open and honest with God, saying, Lord Jesus, I just don't have it in me to love the unlovable, but would you pour your love in me and through me?
And it was this kind of love for the unlovable that got people's attention in the early church.
The impact of loving others is more powerful than anything you can say. Think of those Christians whose lives have truly made a lasting impact. As D.L. Moody said, every Bible should be bound in shoe leather. John, the best sermon any of your friends will ever hear is you.
Alec McClellan is the author of A Jigsaw Guide to the Meaning of Life. Check it out at reasonwhy.org. That's reasonwhy.org. Reason Why is a production of Moody Radio, a ministry of Moody Global Ministries. And why not share us with a friend? Let them know about reasonwhy.org.